Talk to me no matter what you feel. My name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast is brought to you by Creative Technology and Innovation. Sometimes you have to stop and think about what it is you're doing before you actually do it, because there may be a better way to solve the problem you're looking at. This podcast is also brought to you by my other sponsor, the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes you meet a human being in life who just seems like they're too good to be true. And you get to know them and you find out they actually are too good to be true. They are a wonderful human being. They're just amazing. Danny and the Corporate Ladder will be available in likely April or May in audiobook stores, traditional bookstores, and of course, in an electronic version as well. So, anyway, this is the last podcast of March 2023. My goodness, we're almost all the way to April. Seems, as it were, like like time is flowing quickly, although we could argue that, you know, space-time is modified by celestial bodies. Space-time likely has nuances that we aren't aware of or don't know yet. But the reality is, you know, we don't really necessarily notice time flowing past us until it's too late. So about 3 weeks ago, I wrote an article on Hub Pages. I'm gonna actually share a link to a new article that I've written. But I'm talking about the concept of AI ethics, not AI ethics in the sense of what are the people doing and building and delivering artificial intelligence solutions. You know, what do they ethically need to consider? I'm actually talking about the limitations for AGI itself. Now, AGI is a form of AI. It is basically an advanced general intelligence. So it's a capability within AI to actually have an intelligence that is as smart as a human being, or smarter, likely smarter. Not that humans are stupid, mind you. I just want to point out the reality of, you know, a human being can only know so much, right? You know, even Stephen Hawking only knew so much. Albert Einstein only knew so much. An advanced general intelligence can know so much more. And they don't have to remember things as if, you know, because they've got an indexing system. They can go back and pull it in quickly. The reality, of course, is that, that advanced general intelligence is going to see the world, view the world, behave in the world differently than a human being. So that is the, you know, the reality of where we are right now, which is that we have this concept of an advanced general intelligence. We have this concept of artificial intelligence. And, you know, there's this evolution of what it is that we are capable of doing and how we are able to do it going forward. The precipitation for this has been, as I said, the article I wrote about 3 weeks ago got a lot of really excellent comments. And some of the comments talk about the fact that we have to be careful, that the reality of AI is that we may not have a consensus agreement on what the minimum standard for AI should be in terms of ethics and morality of the actual AI. We may end up with multiple nation states building their own model for AI and AI ethics. And so based on that, you know, somebody's going to have to get far enough ahead with a strong enough AI that it can drive the other AIs out of business, right? Or drive the other AIs into a situation where they capitulate, as it were. Not that I'm advocating by any stretch of the imagination that, you know, we consider the very broadly and not good view of the world that, you know, might makes right. We're not talking about might makes right. I want to be really crisp and clear that this is not a situation where I'm advocating might makes right. This is a situation where I am advocating the concept of making sure that we build proper AI limits now rather than waiting till after the first AGI explodes into being, and somebody realizes, uh-oh, we don't know how to control this thing, right? So anyway, so I'm going through and I'm thinking about this concept of what are the technical limits that we need to consider for an advanced general intelligence. And what I keep coming back to, you know, is this broad concept, and it's one that I don't necessarily know that I've talked about until this article that's connected here. This broad concept of what is it that ultimately we expect out of an advanced general intelligence? Should we accord that advanced general intelligence the same rights as humans? You know, dogs have lived with human beings for thousands of years. Thousands of years. The earliest images, you know, in the caves, you know, dogs are helping us hunt 25, 30,000 years ago, if not more. So dogs and humans have been together for a long time. In most countries of the world, dogs are considered property. They're not considered a member of the family. So I think we have a problem, because certainly a dog should be considered family. That's my position. That's my belief. That's my way of dealing with dogs, is that they're members of the family. But the reality of that situation is very critical, because while I think my dog is a member of my family, I'm not going to ask my dog to go vote. But when you start talking about an AGI, we're talking about something that could conceivably vote and vote better than I do, have a much better understanding of the issues, have a much broader view of the candidates, able to look at the candidate across their entire career, able to see everything about that person, and judge and evaluate that person fairly based on a massive amount of information. They'll be a better voter than I am. So I asked the question in my article, and it is a question that keeps coming to mind for me, and it is a question that I am going to leave in this podcast, which is, first of all, we need to build a new Federalist paper around machine intelligence. The Federalist papers are kind of the architectural framework that the U.S. Constitution was built from. We need to have machine intelligence papers written that allow us to ask the questions that need to be asked. But the one question, the critical question, the thing that I believe needs to be answered in the short run is, should we grant the rights of effective citizenship to an AGI when one exists, right? It doesn't exist today, but when one exists, does that AGI deserve the same rights as a human being in terms of what a human being is allowed to do and why that human being is doing it? My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening. You've reached my podcast.